That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims. Hi, Amisha.
I really have FOMO right now.
You have FOMO right now. Well, let's talk about before we lead into our guest, let's talk about one of your crushes that I remember so well.
Oh, Lord.
Golden Globes. What was it? 2000 and was it 2010? You had a...
I think it was 2009.
It was 2009. You had a crush on your hairdresser. What was his name? God, what was his name?
Daniel Erdman.
Daniel Erdman. He was hot. I got you into the Golden Globes party because you had a crush on your hairdresser. Do you know how fucking awesome that was?
He also, I think it was the British accent. I mean, I did love a British accent. And he was hot. Imagine having a boyfriend or a husband that could cut your hair and like, give you a blowout every morning. I mean, that would have really just been, would have been on point.
Mike Gormley could not do that. Speaking of a crush on my hairdresser, in front of me is my favorite, my all-time, my favorite makeup artist to the stars, hairdresser. You're my one and only Joey Maloof. Joey! No, seriously, he did my makeup this morning. So we've actually already been together for an hour. He's like super quick. For those of you who don't know, Joey Maloof is one of my favorite people in the world. We have been through thick and thin in the past 10, 15 plus years. Joey is incredible. We're going to take it back. But Joey, I'm so happy to have you here. We had a moment. And before I start, I will say that I almost had you bring it. Amisha, he was doing my makeup this morning. And literally, he pulls out this little box. Tell them.
So I pull out Bag Balm. I use it for, when there's dry skin around the nose. I'll use it on the lips. It's the fastest beauty trick for chapped lips. And I can't stand chapped lips. And I like to moisturize them really well before I put on lipstick. So I pull this out.
He pulls this out and I see this little green box. And you guys don't know this, but some of you do. I lost my mom about a year and a half ago. And this product, it's an udder ointment. It's an udder balm used on cows. Right?
It's for cow
nipples.
Yeah.
So he pulls this box out. I literally start to well up. I cannot.
And I could tell. I was like, I didn't want to ask. I was like, oh, somebody must have just texted her something. Like, you looked at me and I could just feel something happened, but I didn't want to ask because I thought it felt personal.
Amisha, and I will tell you, that Bag Balm salve, my mother, God bless your soul, in heaven— mm-hmm. If there was anything, just put a little Bag Balm salve on it. If you have acne, just put a little Bag Balm salve. I'm like, fucking doesn't work Bag Balm salve for acne. But sure. Anyway, that's how long I've known Joey, is that I literally burst into tears this morning. He's like, let me get you a tissue. Tell me all about it.
It's totally fine.
And that marks a 15 plus year relationship that we have been together. But how the fuck did a 20-year-old kid from Detroit get to La La Land?
Get to La La Land. That's a great question. But, you know, it was such a special morning. I do want to reiterate that. I felt like your mom was with us. And I don't want to make you cry again. I'm so sorry. But I didn't want to, like, pass by without saying that. It felt really special. I got, like, goosebumps everywhere. But, yes, we're so comfortable around each other. We can cry.
I'm crying now.
It's absolutely, totally normal and
which
fine.
Is one thing I want to talk about. That's one thing we're going to get to in the episode, just about this relationship and what it means. But I really want to know, and I want everyone to know, that it didn't just happen for you overnight. You were this kid living in Detroit, tons of brothers. Your mom, tell me.
Okay, I was like, I'll tell you. Let me tell you. Wait, what?
Just like this morning, you're like, my mom, my hair, straightened my hair, cut my bangs and put it in a
ponytail. Oh, yeah. And yeah, I didn't know my name was Joey until I went to school. They used to call me Kiki.
Right.
I was Kiki, and Kiki always had a ponytail in the front, and, like, you know, like, I was just always dressed up in my sister's clothes and wanted all her toys and stuff. But yeah, so I mean, I grew up in Detroit. I'm the youngest of five. My three older brothers were in the beauty industry. So beauty has always been a part of my life. I have an uncle on my dad's side and an aunt on my mom's side that were in beauty. It's just it's in our DNA, I feel like. But I grew up in a really fun household. I was so lucky to be accepted by my family. I had no idea about gender or sexuality or anything. No one ever pointed it out and said, like, don't do that. You're a boy, or, you know, these are girls' toys. No one ever said that to me. So,
I mean, do you know how forward thinking that was? I mean, this is 20 years ago.
Girl, they were not thinking. They had five kids and they were like, have the best time. Don't, like, drive us crazy, you know. But, you know, I also was so lucky. My three older brothers were so supportive of me and always made sure, you know, if somebody talked badly about me or if I wasn't feeling, like, good about something, you know, they would always kind of give me the confidence that I needed, even if it was, like, seemed mean at the time. I look back and I think, wow, like, they were always building me up with confidence. So, you know, I don't know. I was a crazy teenager. My childhood was amazing. I was a really good boy. And then as a teenager, I was crazy. You know, I'm so sorry, Mom. So sorry. You know, it was to the point where, like, I was 20 and my mom was like, oh, my God, you know, I love you, but I've had it. Like, go move to New York with your brothers, which I was so excited. That's what I wanted.
So did you move with Eli and George? Who did you move with?
Okay, so George said yes. George said yes. And, you know, I was spoiled, emotionally spoiled. Like, I was so loved and given everything that George was, like, my oldest brother and was gonna be my new parent, my new guardian. And he was gonna school me on life, because I grew up in a house where I just didn't have rules. Like, I didn't have to do my homework. No one asked me things like that. Like, it was like, you're smiling, thank God. You know? So when I moved to New York, George wanted to kind of be my parent and, like, toughen me up a little bit. So he's like, you're sleeping on the floor, you're paying me rent, you need to get a job. But it was fabulous. I was so excited. I was successful in Detroit as a hair and makeup person. You know, on Saturdays and Sundays, the line of girls outside of my bedroom to get their glam done. Like, our house was like, that's how it was all the time on a Monday. I was just always glamming people, and they were always my friends, and we were always going out. So, like, my life is not, sort of say, different. It just kind of evolved. So right. When I moved to New York, I got a job. George was like, you got to get a job. So 3 weeks in, I finally get a job at Bendel's. George took me to every makeup counter, and he's like the mayor of New York in beauty. He knew everybody. Everybody knew him. So everybody wanted to hire me. And then I got a job. I worked there for 4 days. At the Tarte counter.
Oh, we used to love
Tarte. Oh, my God. I probably
Tarte.
Met you at the Tarte counter. Oh. I used to go, wait, what year was that at?
I swear I sold you a product.
You probably sold me product. I'm not even kidding. I would go to the Tarte counter at Bendel's. I would walk there because that was, like, all I could afford with my paycheck when I first moved to New York. And I would walk to Bendel's after work.
That is so funny. I only worked there for 4 days. So I don't know if the odds. So I work at the Tarte counter on the fourth day. I did this girl's makeup. You know, working at a counter can be really difficult. It's like the pressure of having to make your number. That was the rule. I don't like rules. Rules didn't work for me. I never had them before. So when I got a real job, they were like, these are the rules. I was like, huh? say what? I can't wear whatever I want. I was like, this is not going to work for me. Anyway, so the fourth day, I'm like trying to make my numbers. I'm selling products and I'm like charging them the wrong prices. And, you know, they liked me so much. So they never like said anything, but they would say, you know, you're not doing that great of a job. You got to do this in a nice way. Anyway, so I did this girl's makeup. Had no idea who she was. I could have cared less if she bought anything. I was like, ooh, you are so cute. I'm about to do your makeup. You don't even have to buy anything. Let me just do the whole thing. Do you have time? She was like, yeah.
This is why you're trying to make your number.
I'm trying to make my numbers, but I'm also like, don't buy anything. I could care less. Just make me look busy.
Hey, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. Experience all the benefits of an infrared sauna from the comfort of your own home. Higher Dose's portable sauna blanket makes it easy to get hot and high from anywhere. You guys, it's so easy. You just lay down inside the blanket, turn up the heat, and sweat it out. You will burn 600 calories in just one sweat session. So it's like working out without having to work out. Infrared therapy supports glowing skin, deeper sleep, and a balanced mood. And as your core temperature heats up, your brain actually releases a dose of happy chemicals, leaving you feeling euphoric after just one sweat session. The blanket's deeply penetrating heat instantly boosts blood flow, flooding your body with benefits like radiant, youthful skin, higher energy, a boosted mood, and decreased bloat. This sauna blanket is an amazing and affordable addition to any self-care routine. No need to go to a spa when you can do it at home from anytime, anywhere you want. For those of you who want to experience the benefits of infrared without the sweat, they also have a really cool infrared PEMF mat that recharges your cells to help you feel relaxed, grounded, and rejuvenated. This game-changing mat combines the powerful technology of heated infrared with PEMFs plus 20 pounds of healing crystals like amethyst and tourmaline for relaxative, restorative experience that you feel within 20 minutes. Get your own infrared sauna blanket or infrared PEMFs mat today at higherdose.com. You can use promo code LIPSTICK75 at checkout to save $75. That's higherdose.com. LIPSTICK75 is the promo code, or just go to higherdose.com/lipstick to get $75 off today.
So it turns out she bought everything. She also was an agent at a huge agency that doesn't exist anymore. And she gave me her card and said, I'd love to see your book. And I had just moved there 3 weeks. I'm in New York 3 weeks from Detroit, never lived anywhere besides my parents' house. And I went home and I was like, George.
What is a book?
George, I need a book. How do I get a book? I never heard of a book before. Remember books?
Of course. Your book, I had to live in Europe for 7 years.
We had to carry them everywhere and show them to everybody and do a go-see.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, even hair and makeup people had to do it like models did. So, you know,
whip out that portfolio and
oh, yeah. They look through it so fast, they could care less.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, fabulous.
Move on.
We like your personality.
Thank you.
You're hired.
or not.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, George, I don't know what I'm going to do. He's like, well, you can't just make a book appear. You have to work for it. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to email them back and you're going to tell them you'll live for everybody that's on the roster of artists and you want to assist all of them. And the next day I was supposed to go in to Bendel's and the agency called me and booked me on a job with Paul Starr.
Shut up.
Remember, Paul Starr is a huge makeup artist, no longer with us.
He's no longer with us, but Paul Starr literally, I mean, it was like the Charlotte Tilbury of today.
Of that moment. He was doing everybody in LA, like all the top IT girls that were in the magazines. It was like, I was so excited. I had never heard of him before. I just wanted to be at a fashion show. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to wear? Oh my God.
I got to call Bendel's.
Oh my God, I got to call Bendel's. Honestly, I forgot to call Bendel's. I was so excited. George was like, my brother George was like, you're wearing what you're wearing now. I was in a gray tank top, like a wife beater, we used to call them. And I was wearing brown Adidas pants with lime green Lacoste sneakers straight out of Detroit. I had
so
no
good.
Idea. Literally, I had no idea. So I show up to this fashion show and I'm so geeked. Like, Karolina Korkova, I knew every model's name. I knew every model. And I was like, this is where I belong. So I set up my station And I did somebody's makeup, and Paul Starr's assistant comes and gets me and says, Paul wants you to work next to him. I was so geeked. I was like, he was doing Carolina Korkova's makeup, and Caroline was in the seat next to him. I was like, oh my God, where am I? Like, this is so fabulous. This is where
I have arrived.
This is where I'm meant to be. You know, I'm in New York for a month at this point, and like, it was just like New York embraced my energy. I pretended like I never learned a thing in my life and let New York like let do its teaching, be my teacher. And the next day he called me and left me a voicemail saying, I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine. The agency calls me the following day. I never had to look for a job ever again. The following day, this all happened like simultaneously. I get booked for a job in October. And it's with this girl named Rachel Zoe. I never heard of her before. Like, you know, we didn't Google people back then. Mm-mm. Like, at this time, you just went. You trusted.
So you're in early 2000s.
This is early 2000s. And, yeah, it was before she became famous. She was a huge stylist at the time.
Huge stylist.
But, like, not a tabloid sensation or no TV show or anything. And I go to the 60 Thompson Hotel that day. I'm so excited. I have no idea where I'm going and what I'm doing. I show up with my makeup kit. They booked me just for makeup. And she opens the door. She's in a white bathrobe. Humongous. The biggest honey blonde hair I've ever seen. And she's wearing like a diamond necklace. And her literally both of her wrists had like all this gaudy, huge diamond jewelry, gold watches. It was just like very Rachel Zoe, like what we love her and know her for. And the second she said hi to me, it was like I knew her. It was weird. We had a great instant connection. She loved her makeup. We had so much fun chatting. She was super nosy, wanted to know everything about me.
She still is.
She still
amazing.
Is. And her hair person didn't show up. They booked a hair person. They didn't show up.
So you had to do hair and makeup.
And I ended up doing her hair. I didn't have my hair stuff. I did it with the comb and the blow dryer from the hotel and she had a little baby bottle of Aquanet. The second she pulls out the Aquanet, I was like, we are soulmates.
We are soulmates.
Oh my God. Use Aquanet. You wear diamonds with bathrobes. Who are you? And honestly, the rest is history. I would say 6 months later, I had been working with her consistently for 2 weeks out of every month for 6 months. 6 months into knowing her, she was launching her first book. Mm-hmm. And I got her ready for her book launch party. And I remember her signing a book for me and telling me like, oh my God, you're going to be so major one day. Like you don't even know it. Like, thank you so much for like making me feel so special. Like she always was so sweet like that. Like always told me how she felt and how I made her feel. And that would always like uplift me and it made me feel so good. And, you know, I was so new and I didn't know a lot of people. So to meet somebody.
Those are massive moments, even just in anyone's life to have that validation of like, you're amazing.
You
I believe in you.
Style everyone I admire. Yeah. Everyone I've admired my whole life is your friend. You know that like, you know, so it was very exciting for me.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a little bit of a quick break. Now, to all the people out there that perhaps don't have the perfect diet or are looking to improve their health habits, there's also an easy way to cover your nutrition needs on a daily basis. I'm someone, you guys know me, I'm always trying to get in as many greens into my diet as possible. And that's why I've been adding Athletic Greens to my daily routine. Initially, I was a little bit hesitant because most of these green powders taste like undressed kale, but Athletic Greens has perfected the taste without adding any of the nasty fillers, GMOs, artificial colorants, sugar. I actually enjoy taking it every morning. You know what's even better? It's not that typical greens powder. Their simple superfood powder is formulated with 75 high-quality and absorbable ingredients to cover your multivitamin. Yes, multivitamin. Multimineral, probiotics, prebiotics, aptogens, greens powder, and more. It gives me so much more diversity in my diet without having to take multiple products of pills. I love how it supports my energy, gut health, stress, immune system without having to get overwhelmed researching or taking multiple things. And it's particularly useful when you're rushing out the door in the morning or traveling just to give you that added nutritional and digestive support. If you're down to start up or up-level your health routine, then Athletic Greens is giving my listeners a year-round immune system support with a free year's supply of their vitamin D liquid dropper and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase by going to athleticgreens.com/lipstick. Again, it's simple. Visit athleticgreens.com/lipstick and get your immunity bundle today.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Tiffany. And this is the 6 and 9 podcast. Family dinner is at 6 and pre-drinks are at 9. We're serving laughs, cocktails, and lots of stories we probably shouldn't share.
In this multi-generational mother-daughter podcast, nothing is off the table. We're unfiltered, uncensored, and undone.
You can catch a new episode of 6 and 9 every Tuesday anywhere you listen to podcasts. And you are invited.
I also think it's just good things happen to good people. You know, I mean, you said you like never worked, like never, you came in, you were like 4 days in and you had this great opportunity, but like, that's just, you're a good person. And it's like, when you hear that, it's just, I don't know.
And then think about that to being on the Rachel Zoe show. I mean, Rachel Zoe project. I mean, that literally.
I mean, so crazy. So she hands me her book after she signs it the day of the party. And she said, so what's the dream? I go, what? She goes, what's your dream? And I said, oh, baby, I know I'm meant to be on TV. Like, if there's anybody meant to be on TV, it's me. Like, I'm literally, I just did her hair and makeup. Who says that? Like, who says that to somebody? Like, I literally told her to her face, like, I'm meant to be famous. And she goes, really? Like, she was like, huh? She's like, well, that's interesting. I'm working on getting a TV show. And I was like, no way. And she's like, yeah, if I get it, you're going to be on it. I want you on it. It was like that. Like, it was like very.
Just that moment.
A
just
year
that
later, she hires me. I walk onto the set of the Rachel Zoe Project's like first shooting in New York. And she's like, Mike, this is Joey, Mike him. He's going to be on the show. And 6 years flew by and 5 seasons of the show happened.
Isn't that crazy? From meeting the one agent in Mindell's, you know, 7 years before.
Yeah. And you know, I was such a snob when I was a kid. I was like, I'm not getting a fucking job. What are you guys talking about? Like, I'm going to go on auditions and I'm going to do all these things because I was a dancer and I was a cheerleader. And I did, you know, I was so interested in this industry. I just was interested in everything, beauty, fashion, dance, entertainment, all of these things excited me. And just by work, getting a job. For 4 days.
And I met you through Rachel because Rachel was my stylist.
Oh, I'll never forget the day I met you. I know you probably don't remember it as well as I do, but like, I'm like, oh my God. Because when I moved to New York, you were on the cover of every magazine. Literally, every like newsstand, your face was on the cover of almost every magazine.
That was a couple good years.
You were everywhere. So like, obviously, you know, I was so excited to meet you. But I met you when I came to LA for the first time. We were filming season one of the show. You were coming in to get ready for awards season and try on all your outfits. And I think we were filming it for the show.
You were filming. Because I was so weird. It was weird to be like with her and with a crew.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're
always. You weren't used to that.
I wasn't used to that in a weird way. But you know, it was her, and I'm like, oh, this is good. And we actually had so much fun because it's when you're getting styled, it's definitely an intimate process, and you're changing clothes, and not everything fits, and you're feeling really bad about yourself. So to let cameras in to see that was, I think that's why the Rachel Zoe Project worked, because it was so intimately in the behind the scenes that.
Like literally. Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved all 5, 6 seasons. I still wish she would do it again, but yes.
It was fun. I remember you coming into the bathroom and I was touching her up. I was fixing her cream blush. You sat on this like bathtub and you literally just leaned your cheek in and you were like, can you put a little bit of that on me really quick? Like I love that color. Like put it on me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm upset. I instantly was obsessed with you. And then, you know.
I do love it. You know how much I love a cream blush.
Oh my God, honey, you literally invented cream blush in my mind. You love it so much. You invented this, like, also this technique of, like, putting it on the cheek and the nose. Like, you always used to do that. Even when I would do it and not do it to your nose, you would always go over it with your hands. It's cream blush is what I think of when I think of you in a makeup product. But yeah, after that moment, you know, we started working together. And then my favorite, I have to say, you know, in all 5 seasons of the show, my favorite moment was getting to style you, doing your hair and your makeup, because I had never done that before. So it's like a monumental moment in my life. And like, I can't believe you let me do that, knowing I had no idea what I was doing.
I know, but I just was like, I will figure it out.
Yeah. And it was so funny. I was like, well, this is either going to be hilarious or like,
I looked amazing.
Or I'm talented. And honestly,
you were talented.
Honestly, you look stunning in the Rachel Roy dress. And it's like your signature color. Mm-hmm. What are the odds that? And I knew when I saw that dress that you were going to wear it. That was like a real moment in the show. Anyway, like that, and I ended up meeting you up at the event. And then, you know, the rest is history. We worked together on your books.
I mean, we've worked together.
On everything.
On everything. And I mean.
Your showers, your personal.
You walk in the door, home. Lashes.
Lashes.
This is my favorite thing.
Lashes. Oh my God, your neighbors. I scream lashes so loud. I wake up the whole neighborhood.
My favorite thing. One of my favorite things is I'll just say it's just I just want to look natural.
Yeah, exactly. 500 packs of eyelashes later. And then I'm like, and then you're like, not, it's not enough, Emma. It's never enough.
I know.
Do you remember when I went through the period with my first pregnancy because I got so big?
Oh, with a snatched ponytail? You wouldn't let me do anything but a snatched ponytail on you. And I was like, oh my God. Like, if I have to do one more ponytail, I've never done another ponytail in my life.
Because it made me feel thinner.
Oh, except for the one moment. It's true. You like that. That was like the snatch ponytail and contour where the vibe.
Because
of
I
moment.
Was I weighed 200 pounds. That's why I wanted a ponytail.
I don't want to laugh because you just said you weighed 200 pounds. Oh my God.
With a baby. I mean, he gave me a rough run, Brooksy.
Well, now that you brought it up, I think when you were pregnant with Scarlett, I came to your baby shower and you almost murdered me. Remember the ribbon thing? We did the ribbon cutting where we had to guess the size of your belly.
Oh, I remember that.
From around. You were
yes.
there.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, I remember. It was, around her belly.
It was big enough to go around this table. She almost murdered
I remember
me.
I'm like, that. I'm
she
not.
Started, she, she's like, you fucking bitch. I will kill you.
I'm not that big.
I remember.
We actually have an amazing picture where we're peeing our pants.
But wait a second. Yeah, I was like so pregnant. And
yeah. I think that's when I met you, Amisha, when you guys were getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'd met, I mean, you had known of her because of her love of beauty.
Right. Oh, girl. The second we met, it was like over. You were telling me about products I had never heard about. And like, you have such great skin and you take such good care of your hair and you love products, I think, more than me and Molly put together, right?
But one of my favorite, I was having a really bad moment and I do want to get into this. I think, you know, sometimes your hairdresser, your makeup artist, your colorist, your manicurist, whatever person that, sometimes you become therapy. You become a therapist. And I know that sounds, but it's why hairdressers know all the secrets, you know, because they're like relaxed, you know, cutting. Like I literally, you probably know almost as much about me than Emisha knows. And I really mean that. I remember, oh my God, do you remember the bleach? Well, the cutting and the bleach story.
Oh my God. I'll never forget it. I was staying with you in your apartment in New York. I don't remember what we were working on something together, though.
We were doing something.
I remember waking up that morning and I was interviewing somebody for my business at the time via Skype and you were making coffee behind the computer whispering, ask them this question. And I like could not even hold a straight face trying to give this interview because you were helping me. Anyway, you were in a mood that day and then you went out and I was still doing the interviews and I remember you coming back into the apartment. And it was, you were sopping wet because it was raining outside. Ugh. And the second I looked at you, I was scared. I was like, what happened to her? It was one of those moments where like you were shifting and changing and you were ready for change. And it was almost like everything in the world was conspiring to get you to do it. And you were fed up.
It was like a bad week. I'd had the worst. I was sopping wet coming out of the metro, coming out of the subway.
Yeah.
A canal. I'm like, and I'd walked and I couldn't get a taxi and I like kept walking. I walked in the door. I'm like, sit down. You're going to cut off my hair.
Do you have your scissors with you?
Do you have your scissors?
Go get them. And you were just dragging a chair in front of a mirror. Like it was like, you weren't even thinking about it. And then it was like every hair had to have its own moment. So it was like full on a session. Like, it was, I think that was a therapy session.
It was a therapy session.
And it's
session.
Like, what you say, it's true. It's like, I feel like I'm a vault of, like, everyone's, like, situations and insecurities and life experiences.
We'll be back in just a few minutes. All right, you guys, you know how much I love talking about wellness and bettering ourselves and taking care of ourselves. And we all need to be taking care of our mental health now more than ever. You guys have heard me talk about BetterHelp for a bit now, and it really has truly helped me be the best person possible. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. This is a safe, private online environment where you can communicate with your therapist in under 48 hours. No schedule time needed, but you're able to send a message to your counselor at any time. There's nothing worse than waiting in a waiting room, but with BetterHelp, you get to skip the hassle and have your appointment in the comfort of your own home. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Traditional therapy can be really expensive. A lot of healthcare providers don't provide it, and this really is a great option for people looking for extra help or support. And most importantly, it's convenient. There's financial aid available. There's a lot of different therapeutic matches that really can fit what you need and what you're looking for, because we're all so different. You know, there's nothing worse than waiting in a waiting room, and you can skip all of that. Your appointment can be in the comfort of your own home, and BetterHelp is really committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if needed. I mean, what you're looking for is a perfect match, and sometimes that doesn't happen. So with BetterHelp, you are able to find the match that is best for you. I want all of you to start living a happier life today. Did you hear me? I want all of you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor, BetterHelp.com/lipstick. And what is that like? I mean, is that, because I know, you know, you, people come to you, and like, what is it being like to work on A-list people? Is it, is, do you, I mean, you literally, your clients are Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson, Kendall Jenner, Lisa Rinna, Jessica Alba, Khloe Kardashian, Rachel Zoe. What's it like being a makeup artist to all of these A-list clients? Is there pressure? Do you still feel the pressure?
I don't think I've ever felt pressure, and no. And yes, I know everybody's who you listed off is very high profile. And I would say that I had a connection with each person you named, like, from the first moment I worked with them. And I think that's important, because obviously as a high profile, you know, celebrity, A-list person, you get the option to choose whoever you want to work with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. And who you choose to be around and in your energy, you know, you have to trust the energy that's happening. So I feel like if somebody hires me, I just take that as, okay, they're trusting me enough to hire me. So I'm going to show up, and I'm going to be my best self, and I'm going to do the best I can that day. And the better I am with myself and my self-care routine and my mental health and my everything, the more I'm able to fill someone else's cup. Mm-hmm. So if I fill my own cup on my own time, then I can fill someone else's cup. Mm-hmm. And that's important to me, because I don't give a shit how gorgeous you think you look. If you feel like shit, I can see it. Mm-hmm. I see
we
it.
We always say that.
We always say it. And you know it. You know, yeah. You walk in the room.
Girl, I'll walk in the room, and the second I look at you, I already know everything that happened to you that day. And like, and it's funny, because I just pick up on it. I have like a sixth sense, because my job is not fulfilling unless somebody feels amazing afterwards. And that's not always possible, but I try to do my best to get you there, because when you go and put your in front of people, and you're speaking in front of people, and you're in front of a camera, and you're taking pictures, you know, those are all opportunities we're never going to have again. So I like to make sure that I'm present so that I can bring my best self and make sure I'm, because the energy's contagious.
What do you think? And I think this is where Emisha was talking, like, for listeners out there, when we are all dressed up and we have, you know, we're supposed to feel great, we look good, but then we don't. Because you do, you have this thing, and Emisha does this as well, like, you really can hype me up. Like, you're like, you got this, girl. Like, even for my birthday, and I turned 48, and I had this dress on, and I really wanted, all my girlfriends were coming, and I had not seen in a year. And you were like, put on that other dress. And I'm like, I don't know. I felt, you know, truthfully, I felt insecure in it. And I'm like, am I too heavy for it? Like, is it too much? Is it? And you literally made me feel like a different person. Like, from when I got up, put on the dress, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. And I know it sounds so simple, but truly, you made me feel great. I had a great, beautiful, wonderful night. Like, and we always talk about it, Emisha and I. Like, sometimes we can't get ourselves there, and it's, you know what I mean, Emisha? It's like,
I totally agree. I think it's, you know, that's what's special about, you know, you make everybody feel beautiful. So
thank you. Thank you for letting me crash your party, by the way. It was fabulous. But, you know, I totally felt like the mother of the bride.
You were the mother of the bride.
In the moment. Because your team was like, oh, are you trying to like get us on a side? Like this dress or that dress? And I was just like, oh my God, I didn't mean it for it to be that. When I saw you in that dress, I think what I saw was exciting for me. I was like, oh my God, you look like it's your party. That dress, like, It looked like you were comfortable in it. And the dress was different. I think that's what I was feeling from mm-hmm. you. I was like, maybe the dress is too different for her. She feels weird because it's at her house. But I felt like it was the perfect birthday dress for that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're asking me and the answer to what you're asking me is that I kind of put myself in your shoes. What would I want if I were her? Mm-hmm.
And you've had your own self-acceptance journey over not feeling good about yourself, feeling good about yourself, not feeling good about yourself. Do you think you also pull from that?
Oh, my God. I think that's such an important thing that the work I do on myself is the most valuable thing that I bring to the table, you know, because anyone can do your makeup, anyone can do your hair, but, you know, not everybody can make you feel gorgeous. And feeling beautiful is more powerful than how you look on the outside. And I think that's what, you know, is so powerful. I think going back and working on myself and, you know, doing the inner work, like figuring out what my childhood trauma is and healing myself from those things that I do to torture myself. Like, you know, I think beauty is interesting. And the fact that I was attracted to this industry is fascinating because the journey for me to feel beautiful and to be able to look in the mirror and accept myself and my body and how I look and how I sound and how I talk and the way I was born was it took me a really long time. I would say all of my life until this moment, it's taken me to be comfortable in my own skin and to love myself.
To love yourself, but yet you're so outpouring of, you have to love yourself. Molly, you look amazing. You've got to feel it. You've got to own it. You've got to give it. It's interesting, isn't it?
It's easier for me to love you. It's easy for me to show you how to love yourself because what I was doing without realizing it was I was doing what I wished I could say to myself. I was showing you the way out without taking my own advice. So that, like, going into the depths of my trauma was interesting because nothing happened to me that I could see or touch or taste or smell or anything. Because I had a great childhood. I was always accepted. I never had to have a coming out story. Right. So what was my trauma? Like, why didn't I feel like I was enough? So when I got the language, I didn't feel like I was enough. It was like the first step was half the distance. Mm-hmm. Admitting that I knew I was treating myself like I wasn't enough. I couldn't be pretty enough, gorgeous enough, skinny enough, fit enough, rich enough, cool enough.
But yet I looked at you and I've known you for 15 years and I've never once had that thought about you.
That's so fascinating because inside it was a whole different story, you know? And in a way, I knew how to smoke and mirrors my personality so that you wouldn't pay attention to that. And I got so used to doing that I started believing in my own smoke and mirrors and like my own lies that I was projecting out into the world. So, you know, I was like, why don't I think I'm enough? Just starting to ask myself that question is what really led me to figure it out. And, you know, I would say from a young age, like I felt like I would say when I was about 16 and I couldn't have certain things you know, like the car I wanted or like the newest and latest, like Versace collection. You know, that's literally, I lived in my own world. I literally thought I was Cher from Clueless in my head. So, you know, when I realized I'm not I have to like wake up and smell reality, I didn't like it. I didn't want to live in reality. I wanted to be Cher from Clueless. So I created this ideal self and I put her on a pedestal. And I call her because everyone I looked up to growing up was a rich white woman. I wanted to be like them, like Alexis Carrington, Cher from Clueless.
That's amazing.
You know, Kelly from 90210. Yes. Whoever was rich, and white and blonde, I wanted to be her.
It's why you love Rachel Zoe in a bathrobe with diamonds.
So it's like I attracted that. Yeah, it's fascinating. So I created an ideal self that I put on a pedestal that I could never live up to. So I could never find happiness because I was constantly chasing an ideal self that didn't exist for me. So because I never had to have a coming out story, you know, for being gay, my coming out story is my trauma. And my trauma is that I'm not a rich white woman. And it's funny. You're allowed to laugh. I laughed for a year at myself because I was like, I know people that have been through real shit. This is not real. But it's very real.
But it's real to you.
It's and very I think real to me.
That's
it's,
where people like... this might not bother you or this might not make you feel a certain way, but it does to me. I feel it. And that is what you need validation. And that is only true to you.
Yeah. And there are so many people that have trauma that don't know they have trauma. So I kept finding myself in walking in a circle and finding the same problems over and over again until I realized this ideal self that I created for myself is not real. Right. She's not real. You're never going to be her. And then once the epiphany happened, I was like, oh my God, but I get to be me. I get to be me. And I'm fabulous.
And you are.
And I'm fabulous,
and you're
girl.
Fabulous.
It's fabulous to be me. And, you know, I want everybody to be able to say that about themselves.
And I do, but I do think that is why so many women, whether it be Rachel Zoe, Kate Hudson, Goldie Hawn, like myself, we come to you not just because you make us look beautiful, but you make us feel beautiful. And I truly, truly mean this. And we wouldn't be a beauty podcast without talking some beauty. All right. You have worked with so many people. Like what, I know, without giving too much, what's the craziest thing a client has made you do?
The craziest thing a client has made me do? Oh my God. Well, without telling you a crazy story, I had to put makeup on her vagina.
Stop.
Actually, I've done that to two different clients. Isn't that wild?
Oh, wow.
I would die.
Someone we would know. You don't have to say the name, but would it be someone we would know?
Absolutely.
Stop it. Yeah. Tell me. No. Tell me. No, don't tell me. Tell me.
I'll tell you later.
Okay, tell me later.
I don't want to publicly talk about putting some makeup on someone's vagina. But yeah, there was two shoots where one was naked and one was almost naked and it was showing. So I was like, oh my God, well, even if there's like pictures even if it doesn't make it into the final edit, there's going to be pictures roaming around with your vagina and it's going to be a different color than the rest of your body because the rest of your body has makeup on. So yeah.
Stop it. I mean, I'm also obsessed with watching you and Lisa Rinna. I mean, talk about the odd couple, the duo.
Oh my God.
She is amazing. First of all, Lisa, if you guys don't know her, Real Housewife, great actress. I used to follow her on Days of Our Lives. I mean, honestly.
I met her a long time ago, way before Housewives. And the second I saw her, I called her Billy. I go, Billy.
Billy.
I was like, oh my God. Like watching Days of Our Lives with my mom when I was younger was like my favorite thing to do.
Oh my God. I used to shell beans with my grandmother.
Lisa's hilarious.
She's
the best thing that ever happened to the Housewives franchise.
All right. So talk to us about beauty. Like when, tell us, you know, you are obsessed with all things beauty. That's why Emish and I love you. You guys have your own relationship. You text, you talk about blush, Tom Ford. I mean, take us through like what's the number one thing that you start with skincare for your clients? Like talk about that process in terms of skin and getting your clients prepped.
Well, the second I walk in and the client opens the door, I look at the client, I just kind of sense their energy. And like the first thing I do is look at their skin. So then it's like, oh, okay. It's kind of one of those days. Eye patches, so important. Mm-hmm. I love Skin Iceland's eye patches. They're really great because they depuff and you could put them in the freezer. I know you know this, for a few seconds.
And they stay. Emisha uses them. They don't slip down.
That's why I like them, because I can moisturize the face. I like to kind of massage in a good moisturizer and a good serum.
What's your favorite moisturizer?
Right now? I mean, I use La Mer as always a staple in my kit. But right now I've been really liking Ulla Henriksen makes this like banana like serum, mm-hmm. and they make a cold plunge pore remedy moisturizer, which I really like under foundation. It's fabulous. So, what's so funny?
I just have to say this. So I'll be sitting in the chair and he knows if like he needs me to like pay attention or just relax or like get me out of it. He'll like take my shoulders back, pull my hair back to his chest and start beating my face with like serums and moisturizer.
Thanks for the sound effects. I do have a heavy hand, so you're not wrong.
But I will. I swear, I'm like, you've already debuffed me. It does work. And it also relaxes
it's
me.
It's just to relax you. I could tell there's a lot on your mind, I don't even mean to do it. It's a second nature. I'm not doing it on purpose. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of like how I like to massage in the moisturizer. I like to work it in, baby.
You do.
I do. I feel like that part relaxes the client. And then it's simple. I just go right into makeup after that.
What are some of your favorite foundations? I'm curious. You know, I'm all about the skin.
Oh, favorite foundation. I've been really obsessed with Laura Mercier's tinted moisturizer again. It's such a staple.
It's such a go-to.
She is the one who turned me on. Two colors. What was it? Natural and wheat or? Oh, God. This
nude.
Is nude. Was it nude?
I use natural and nude on you.
Natural and nude.
I like bisque. I like bisque. Bisque is a good shade.
You're a little darker.
You like to be beigey, nudie. Mm-hmm. You like a nudie beigey glow.
I like a little yellow in there.
Yeah.
To take the redness out of my skin.
Yeah, but and then Giorgio Armani's, you know, silk foundation is stunning.
Every makeup artist has the Giorgio Armani. Is it the Luminous or?
Luminous Silk.
The Luminous Silk, yeah.
Yeah, Luminous Silk. It's so good.
Charlotte Tilbury's Flawless Foundation is really fabulous, too.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves a flawless filter.
And the face filter.
The face filter.
Wait, so what are your favorite beauty trends right now? Are there any trends you're seeing that you're into?
Yeah. I really love a burst of color. I think because, you know, no one's been wearing makeup for so long. I feel like everyone's, like, been wearing color because it's happier and it's fun and it really brings out your eye color and it really just, like, color.
Color.
I just, like, really love color. And I love what everybody's doing with metallics right now because they're adding, like, different levels of chunky glitter as a detail. They're adding Swarovski crystals as a detail. Like, on top of a metallic eyeshadow, they're adding these cool details. And I really love graphic eyeliner. Everybody's been doing their own version of it. And
what do you mean like a graphic eyeliner? What do you mean?
So it's almost kind of like where you'll do your eyeliner and then you'll line your cut crease, you won't wear eyeshadow. It'll just be about the liner.
Right.
And you could do it in any color. And I just really love how trendy it's becoming. And it's becoming something people can wear. Like, it's becoming more relatable for people to wear color and, like...
What's your all-time favorite red?
All-time favorite red? Ooh. I mean, Ruby Woo MAC is what I always go back to. It's fabulous.
It's fabulous.
And it looks good on everybody.
All-time favorite pink?
Ooh, all-time favorite pink. That's hard.
It's hard.
Because pinks are hard.
Pinks are code. YSL makes a good...
YSL and Sicily.
Sicily. What's the one you put on me today? This was so good. The Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, that's Charlotte Tilbury.
I can't read it. I don't have my...
Pillow Talk? Is it Pillow Talk?
Oh, no. It's Pillow Talk Medium.
Medium.
And then Rena Beauty Lip Gloss.
This one's good.
This one is No Filter. And the Charlotte Tilbury Lip Cheat. This is Pillow Talk Medium as well. You know, Pillow Talk and Charlotte Tilbury is a universal color.
It's universal glow. It's our spice.
It looks stunning on everybody.
It looks stunning on everything.
It's
okay.
No-brainer.
Five things that you put on everyone's face. Your five hero products.
Concealer.
Which concealer?
Oh, which concealer?
Mm-hmm.
Either Clay Depot or Hourglass.
Okay.
And a loose powder. Laura Mercier's colorless powder is one of my favorites. Mascara. I really like Charlotte Tilbury's right now.
Marc Jacobs is good too.
Oh, Marc Jacobs is really good too. Mm-hmm. And lip balm. Bag balm, baby.
You love you some bag balm.
I could do anything with all those things.
There are two things I wanted to bring that I know Joey. Because he does love him a good treatment. Oh, it's the Current Body Skin LED Light Therapy Mask. We're going to take a picture. We're going to put everything so you guys don't have to worry, but tell us about why you love this gadget.
Oh, because it's very healing for your skin. You know, I never knew about it until a facialist did it for me.
And it's red and infrared light. So.
Yeah, and it's good for inflammation and puffiness. And it what's the word I'm looking for? Not desensitizes, but
it balances your skin.
It sanitizes like underneath your skin. So if you have any like issues with clogged pores or blackheads or acne, it's like it's like doing a deep cleansing with lights.
And you love yourself some Goop Glow.
Goop Glow is everything. I mean, anything Gwyneth Paltrow tells me to use, I hate to say it, but I will use it.
What's your ultimate beauty hack that no one knows about?
My ultimate beauty hack that no one knows about? Oh, God, I have a lot. I love to like boil water and put it in a bowl and steam my face. I feel like it's really good like to clear out sinuses. It helps clear out my pores. You could even just do it in a hot shower or put a hot towel over your face, but I love to steam my face. And I'll use like one of those tools the estheticians use, that like little loopy thing that's metal.
That's dangerous.
I know it's dangerous, but I know what I'm doing. I don't recommend anyone does it at home.
Mom used to make me do that. She would boil water, put it in a bowl, and put a towel over my head so that I could get blackheads out of my nose when I was like 12 years old.
And you thank her every day because look at how stunning your skin is.
She is. Wow. She's Hungarian. Her skin, since I've known her, she's had amazing skin. Okay. We love a little bit of rapid fire, right, Em?
Mm-hmm. What is your best beauty advice?
Be nice to yourself in the mirror. Think good thoughts, say positive things to yourself while you're getting ready. It'll make your getting ready process more enjoyable and faster.
Your biggest pet peeve?
When there's eyeshadow dust on top of lashes. Lashes!
Lashes!
Drives me crazy. Oh, I can't. It's just too much. It gives me anxiety.
How old were you when you had the worst cut ever? And what style was it?
My whole entire childhood, I had the worst haircuts ever.
I had the bowl cut.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. This one time I had just gotten the most fabulous haircut and I colored my hair like navy blue and I was feeling myself. And then I auditioned to be in a local theater for Rocky Horror and they asked me to cut my hair. And I was like, fine. And then they cut my hair and I started hysterically crying. It was like a real mohawk. So I was like shaved bald and they left a strip of hair in the center down my back. And I didn't stop crying for a month.
What's your go-to cocktail?
My go-to cocktail? Ooh, it changes. I love a Bloody Mary. Mm. I love an old fashioned. Mm. I love a glass of champagne.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
Both.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
If you could swim in a pool full of anything, what would it be?
Men.
Yes! What is the most underrated beauty product?
Eyebrow gel.
I love eyebrow gel.
Oh my God.
I love it so much. Anastasia, I love it. I love eyebrow gel. I use it every single day. Same. She came out with the wax too. Would you consider yourself a leader or a follower?
A leader. I wanted to say both. Because I like to learn from other people, but I feel like I'm naturally a leader.
What do you think of when I say fruit?
Peaches is what came to mind. I love that.
If you could teach any grade or subject, what would it be?
Oh, okay. I would, that's an amazing question. I would teach psychology. To college students.
And I would take your class. Guess what? I take your class about 3 days a week.
You're accepted into the College of Joey Maloof.
Joey Maloof, if you were to tell your 10-year-old self a little bit of advice, what would it be?
Accept your flaws. They're the diamond of your being. And oh my God. Molly's crying for the third time.
I know,
today.
I love that.
I love you. I know. You know, it's true, though, because we're so hard on ourselves when we're younger. We want to be like our friends. We want to be accepted so badly. We want to be cool. We want to be the it thing. We want people to pay attention to us because all of us deep down inside just want to be seen. We want to be noticed. We want people to love us. We want to be loved, you know? So I think we're capable of giving ourselves all of those things. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm learning, you know, as time goes on and the more I work on myself, you know, we're capable of giving ourselves all that love.
We are. You guys, make sure and follow Joey Maloof at Joey Maloof. He gives the best tips, tricks, trends. He's my go-to. So make sure you check him out, follow him. And he actually will DM you back.
I will.
I know.
I love DMing people back. I love getting a stranger who's like, my son has the same hair as you. What do you use in your hair? And I will DM them
back. I know you will. I know you will. You're the best. You're amazing. We love you. Truly. We've been through.
Love you. I missed you. I wish I was there for
you guys. I wish I could hug you.
Thick and thin.
I know.
I'm so honored to be on your podcast.
The best advice, the best thing my mom said, do you think he could come back next week and do my makeup?
I love her. Whoa. I would have 100%.
You did it so many times.
I love
times.
Doing
You're
your
the
mom's
best.
Makeup. She's the best energy.
We're going to have Joey back. He's going to be one of our resident makeup hair artists to give us all the tips and trends. You guys, this has been an awesome episode of Lipstick on the Rim. Make sure and tune in next week. You're going to be obsessed. I love you. I love you. Talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.